Welcome to About Sex. I'm Josh, and with me is Angela Skirtu, licensed marriage and family therapist and a sex therapist. Hello, Angela.
Hello, Josh.
Hi.
Hi. Hey.
So today we're talking about porn again. We recently had it on a show, but today's topic is actually discussing... So recently, I've met multiple people in my life. Not recently, so... All the time.
He's always meeting new people. I'm just get to the subject.
So, there's a lot of guys I've met that said that they learned everything they knew about sex by watching porn. Mm. And to me, that sounds like it might be a good thing and it might be a bad thing. Because if you're raised in a family where sex is not discussed and you don't have access to sex education, I guess it is good that you know something. But there's also... maybe some bad things about it, maybe unrealistic things in it. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, there's a billion unrealistic expectations.
Well, what's unrealistic in porn?
Well, there's a bunch, but I'll go with, for starters, length.
Length?
How long people should be physically, the
penis.
How long
they perform. Oh, the penis.
I'm just talking about length of the penis. Yeah. I'm also talking about length of performance, too, like
so
both of those things.
What's the average length?
So
is it
the average length
inches,
is
right?
About 5 inches, actually.
Five. Okay.
It's five.
Five. You fit it all in one hand.
Yeah. And
this many.
That means, I mean, some of them are wider, some of them are longer, some of them are shorter, and other things for you to know about the penises. There are growers and showers.
And there's hooked. They have hooks.
They have curves.
They have curves.
It's important to know. So a grower is somebody who actually, when they're in the flaccid state, is very small. It kind of tucks up like a baby,
it
you
hides.
Know, in a crib.
Yeah, kind of like a sea anemone, whatever those
yeah,
things are.
Yeah, whatever.
And all of a sudden
then,
it pops out.
But then if they're a grower, then once they are hard, it can pop out and it can grow much longer
yeah.
than what it shows as a flaccid penis. And mm-hmm. then there's showers. And those are people that look the same flaccid as they do erect.
Really?
They're just long and hanging, and
it
then they
it just stays that way.
It just lays, yeah.
That must get in the way so much.
It may. That's probably why they have certain underwears that, like, you know, cup it.
Wait, so like, if it's 8 inches, the whole 8 inches just lays there. Maybe it's a little
not.
Shorter.
Well, that's the thing. Showers usually don't have that long of penises.
Oh, I see.
That's the difference. Like, so I was there's this book, The Guide to Getting It On, and it has this game where you're supposed to match the penis, the flaccid one, to the long
to the
one.
Erect one.
And usually the ones that are growers look small, but then they can be really big. But then the showers tend to be around average, maybe
yeah.
5 inches, and then they'll grow. I mean, they'll get erect at 5 inches, but they tend
yeah.
to be about the same. And so
yeah. it's like
yeah.
a balloon; it fills up.
You would.
You don't
think, want to
pop
then,
it though.
You don't want to pop
that. Don't pop
balloon.
That balloon.
Yeah, so, I mean, I couldn't imagine having 9 inches of a shower just hanging around, but maybe somebody does.
Oh, you do imagine it, though. Oh, 9 inches.
Let's take
inches.
Some time to fantasize.
Oh, my.
But that's one
so
unrealistic
that's
expectation,
because
usually
size.
In porn, they're going to pick men who have huge penises.
Yeah.
And I've had guys come to therapy and just for one session to feel normal that their penises are not huge.
Mm-hmm.
Like to say, is this normal? They're five
yeah.
or 6 inch. And
so
I'm
you
like,
get that question a lot. Like,
I do.
What's the normal size?
And people feel really self-conscious about
yeah.
it. And I think it comes from porn showing these huge penises,
yeah.
which by the way, women don't always want big penises.
No.
That can be very painful, especially if a woman has a small pelvis. I've had
no.
other clients where the guy was huge and he wasn't having any sex with his wife because she was small, and every time he inserted, it was too painful.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Well, that's sometimes a problem. Sorry,
but then
baby.
Also, for length of time, silly. A lot of people are going and going and going.
Yeah.
And the average length for actual penetrative
that,
sex is around
duration,
5 minutes.
Duration of sex.
Yeah. Yeah. I
five
mean, that
minutes.
Doesn't mean that's penetrative sex. That
that's
doesn't
the
mean
average?
They can't do foreplay or afterplay or,
sure.
you know, all the stuff that builds up to it.
Sure.
Which that's something that doesn't show on porn either, right?
Sometimes.
Like,
yeah.
Do some porn start showing the making out now? Or?
Sure.
Well, that's
some
good.
Some porns do.
I just know that a lot of the porns that I saw growing up just really went to the action. Like
mm-hmm.
one video I saw was just this girl hanging
well,
out on a weight.
You watch the Cinemax stuff. That's porn.
Sure.
Where you told me you watched it when you were younger. Where
yeah.
it's like, oh, there's all these stories about there's a secret lab
but
under
yeah,
stairs
but
where they're
stories
growing
were stupid
women.
Too.
But they still had stories and then they still did making out and sensuality.
Yeah, they did. They did at least try to work
but in
into
a lot
it.
Of them, it's like the woman is automatically turned on and will straight go to oral on him
yeah.
and be ready for that, which that never happens. So, you know, so really you have to work your way in.
Yeah. Well, that's the point. So if all you see are those images of mm-hmm. a woman being ready right away, right. you going down on her right away, that actually, that's not going to work out. Yeah. You should try a kiss first.
Maybe give her a kiss.
Don't go straight for the clitoris. It can actually be painful to touch right off bat.
Yeah.
For some women, or just irritating. It can be sensitive.
Yeah.
You have to work it in.
It's interesting.
And
it's good for people to know.
Yeah, good for people to know. Sometimes if you touch the clitoris too quickly, it can be painful or irritating. You really have to work
so it's
the body
like,
in.
Kind of like the penis. The penis has to be kind of inflated a bit before it can be active, because if it's just flopping around, it's probably not in the mood as much.
You can touch it nicely and, and caress it gently, but you shouldn't get into any hard action until later.
So what are some other unrealistic things? I can think of one right away is that in porn, women love it when you come on their face.
Oh my god.
But guess what, guys? They don't like that in real life.
Actually, women... So
they frown upon it. They will frown a lot.
We should talk about cum here, because actually women don't like cum that much. That doesn't mean that
now, not
some
all
women...
Some women
so,
may love
it. I don't want to speak for every woman, because there's always going to be one woman who's like, I love the cum! But
they want to be bathed in it.
But like, I mean... So porn shows cum going everywhere, mm-hmm. going on chests, going on butts, going on faces, mm-hmm. going in hair.
Okay, we got it.
I'm just, you know, throwing it out there.
The ejaculate goes on many different locations.
And sometimes women don't even want it near their mouth. Like, they'll do oral sex, but they really want you to stop when, like, tell them.
Some won't even do oral sex.
Yeah, I mean, some won't even do oral sex.
And
but
really, the only way to find out is ask them what they like.
Yeah, what do you like? Do you like it when cum goes on
and that's
your
why
face?
Text messages make all this so much easier. You can just say, hey, what do you like?
Yeah.
You don't even, it's
true.
Like when you're
you
first
don't
dating.
Talk
you, can
to
just,
each other.
You don't even have to talk. You don't have to have that awkward silence.
Oh
you just say,
gosh.
Hey, do you like it when I jizz on your face?
No.
Nope.
No. Well, I think that's the point, you know? Like.
Yeah, nobody likes that.
No, so, I mean,
some
it doesn't mean that people can't like it, but I think a lot of times women, so like if it's a woman, sometimes she may assume that that is a requirement.
Mm-hmm.
And I have had women who learned blowjobs, learned how to give blowjobs by watching porn, but they all saw those deep throat videos. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, that is not for every person.
Nobody wants to gag.
It's gag. Yeah, it's uncomfortable. If you think
it sounds painful
that a blowjob has to be given that way every time, you would avoid it after a while.
So that's probably them just misunderstanding it a little bit.
Well,
and there's a lot of misunderstanding.
I have had women who thought that was the case because of porn.
That's what happens if they're learning from porn. Yeah.
Yeah, because in porn, you know, they're going to show certain things. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I don't even think that gag sound is sexy. I don't know why they put that in the videos. It's gross.
I mean, maybe some people have trained themselves to enjoy that sound, but it doesn't sound
no,
nice to me.
It sounds like are you alive?
Dying.
Are you dying?
Is she okay? We should call her and see if she's okay still.
Yeah. You know how many women, though, have been relieved in my office knowing that they could use their hands instead of just their mouth?
Wait, they didn't know you could use your hands
at
the same time?
They didn't know you could do both. Like, you could just suck on the head and, like,
and then use
your
hand to manual stimulate.
Yeah, so it doesn't have to be an uncomfortable experience when they're retaught how to give oral sex.
Right,
suddenly it's a nice thing.
If you're just using your neck the whole time for all the motion, that's probably going to be aching by the end of it.
Yeah,
like,
and
if
you have a chronic pain condition in your neck, you're definitely not going to want
to
do it.
No, yeah, and a lot of people do because we all sit up to computers to work.
I know. Yeah. I think I would wonder what the percentage of people who has chronic neck pain issues, but like had that.
But yeah.
Well, like that's something else too. So
right. Is that people can be in pain during sex. Maybe that's it. People are always
pain?
In perfect form during sex
peak
and
condition
porn. And no matter what, every position is works, but the reality is sometimes you have to work with what you got.
Oh, but yeah, I think that's a reasonable thing to think about. I mean, maybe people feel like unless you look like a perfect specimen or you have a perfect body and you can do all those acrobats, then you really shouldn't be having sex.
No.
Yeah, and I think sometimes when people
everybody
gain
can.
Weight or they get older, they sometimes feel like they can't be sexual or they worry about mm-hmm. that because in culture and society, we only see the young people having sex.
Or even young people might not think they do because a lot of people have bad body image when you're young.
Oh, everybody. Yeah. So much body image. It's interesting. I've talked to women and they'll say, like, as older women, they'll look back at their pictures. They had body images issues then, but they'll say, God, I was so pretty. Why did I think I was not pretty?
I did that recently, actually. I saw a photo from when I was, I think I was 17 or 18. Mm-hmm. You saw it. It was when I was a teenager. I had long hair And at that point, I thought I was really, really overweight. But yeah. I looked at the photo and I looked normal. And I was so surprised to see that because I thought I was.
Yeah, that's body crazy image. To I see think that. I think porn can aid to body image issues at times yeah. because they are very pretty or they have to look really good.
Well, any so, images of beautiful people can make you think that.
I know, but I think
it's more if people just aren't welcoming and accepting and encouraging of you in your image. Mm-hmm. Kids are terrible. That's a big part of it.
Yeah.
Kids are terrible, terrible to each other all the time. They are. Yeah, but that's a different topic.
The noises. That's one. Noises. So, like, usually people are being very loud in yeah, porn, making a lot of noise.
The women are like,
They're screaming, yeah. really getting into it, which not saying you can't scream. Go for it if you want to scream. But, I mean, sometimes you're just deep breathing. Mm-hmm. Sometimes.
Yeah, but near the end, you get a little loud.
Oh, well.
You do.
Thank
Sorry.
You for letting everybody know that. I don't
She's
care.
My wife, by the way.
Yeah, I don't care. Whatever. Yeah, yeah, I can get loud if it's going well.
Yeah, exactly.
But
that's a good barometer for the moment. And to tell whether I made you uncomfortable is
my
whether you
face
blush
got
or not.
Red.
You turn red like a tomato.
He can tell when I'm feeling a little shy or bashful.
Yeah, yeah. Also, well, you
I don't
said
know
Ida.
Who's all listening, so. But anyhow, yeah, like you don't have to be loud. There are some people who are kind of quiet. There are some people who are kind of loud. There's people who are all over the place. Yeah, and definitely. You don't have to have multiple orgasms.
Something else is I've seen is a lot of porn. They don't use protection.
Oh, like really?
That's actually pretty common.
Huh.
And the reality is you should use protection unless you're in a long-term committed relationship and you've both been tested.
Yeah.
But in those movies, a lot of them, just nothing. They have no protection at all.
Huh.
I'm sure the women have birth control, but that's not going to protect against STDs. That's why Los Angeles actually made it law that in LA County, you have to, any performers do.
So any performers have to use condoms?
They have to, yep.
Well, I think that's
it's
probably
because
important
they
for
wanted
safety.
To protect them from not getting HIV and all these terrible diseases.
Well, going along with that, they also don't have the conversation. Like, I don't think I've ever seen in a video the conversation of how to ask somebody to put on a condom.
Yeah.
Hey, could you use a condom?
No, it's always either on before you get there. Mm-hmm. They never even put it on.
Yeah, so if you don't know how to do that, I mean, that could be kind of an awkward mm-hmm. experience the first time. Which
go on YouTube. There's plenty of videos on it. You can look up how to put on a condom on YouTube. That way you won't
yeah.
get a lot of porn because YouTube doesn't allow porn. YouTube, go mm-hmm. there. Look it up. How to put on a condom if you've never learned how to
yeah.
do it.
Yeah, and how to ask somebody to put on a condom is just this. Hey, do you mind putting on a condom?
No.
The correct answer, Josh, is yes, of course.
You're
I don't want to get you
what?
Pregnant.
Stay in character. Yes, fine. I'll put it on. Yes,
yeah, or
I want to respect your wishes and therefore have a good sexual experience. So I will put the condom on now, madam.
Well, there you go.
There you
but
go.
Really, it's just, hey, could you put a condom? Do you have a condom? It could be as simple as
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
But even something like that, you know, there's no conversation. There's just either an assumed the condom's going on or an assumed it's not.
Yeah.
And I don't know if those people know each other.
Yeah. 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 Porn's not very realistic, even in something like that. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Like, I've never seen in porn a woman say, ouch, you're on my hair. Like, never once.
Or guide him to do something better for her.
Or,
like,
hey, do that faster or easy. You know, that you have to communicate during sex.
Oh, my gosh, you're right. I that just blew my mind for a second because I'm like, that's one of the biggest things that porn
there's
is missing
of,
out on.
There's
they're
communication.
Not, they're not showing people how to talk. Like, you have to talk during sex.
Right.
You have to say things like,
you're like
hey,
do you
why
like
don't
this?
You go a little to the left? Or, ooh, that's really going
or
good.
That,
make it go
that
faster.
Hurts. Don't do that, you know?
Yeah.
You have to guide your
you
partner.
You have to guide each other. Or she might, like, here, hold on, sit this way. Like, even guys, sometimes they're asking you to shift your position so they can get in a different way.
And I think it's easier to do that when you've been with the same partner for a long time because you're more comfortable in it.
Sure, but you still have to be able to communicate.
Yeah.
And I don't hear them saying much on those porn. I've seen quite a few of those videos.
How much porn do you watch? Good
I mean,
Lord.
I mean, I don't watch a lot of porn, to be honest, but I have seen enough to, like, know that that's not happened in any
no,
of
I,
them.
No, it definitely wasn't in Pirates.
We saw there's this movie Pirates, which was a full feature film, and I thought that was nice, you
yeah.
know.
They had actual pirates. It was pretty funny.
I know, it was hilarious because women tend to like storyline porn because it mm-hmm. I don't know, it just doesn't feel natural to me to see just people randomly having sex, but if they love each other, or maybe they talk to each other about having sex.
If they're captive on a pirate ship, but they fall in love with their captor, and even though they're kind of being forced, they kind of get into it.
I don't know if that's part how of it happens.
That's what happened in Pirates.
Or I think there was this thing where the two girls were like, they were fighting,
but then
they got
out.
Into it and they started making out going down on each other.
But they loved each other.
Which
Angela.
Is also unrealistic. That's something that's on porn sometimes that people, I think, need to be aware of. Like, if somebody really doesn't want to have sex, you shouldn't pressure.
Yeah.
Because you don't, like, if you pressure somebody, it doesn't make them suddenly want to consent. Like, those porn videos show it has the opposite effect. Mm-hmm. People want to avoid sex with you.
Well, I think most guys who kind of pressure a girl, it normally happens when you're more like a teenager or a young adult. It's more like you just whine. You're like, come on, let me put just a tip in.
Oh, it's not just young people. Adults do it too. Usually it's happening in a sexless marriage where it's very rare that they're having sex. So they're kind of reverting to that again.
I think those people need to definitely go to therapy.
Yes.
If you're not having sex and you're married,
please come see
there's
me.
A problem, because the great thing about being married is you get to have sex all the time. Like, really, that's the best part of it. So, you know, there's other good things. Like, you have a emotional connection and you have children.
You like each other.
Blah, blah, blah,
you get to
blah.
Raise children.
But you get to have sex.
And, like, share your lives together and stuff.
Yeah, but you get to have sex.
You know what? This is a good conversation about what men and women are probably struggling with every day. Because, like, we're humorous about it. But, like, there are, like, it's always the guy who's like, well, we get to have sex. And she's like, but I need you to, like, help me with the kids.
No, the kids we can keep in a closet and then we can go have sex.
Well, that's something that doesn't exist in porn. Like
closets?
No.
They have closets in porn.
The mix between being in your regular life and transitioning
into
sex.
Because you have to go from recording a podcast in your basement to going upstairs to the bed and then rolling over and falling asleep.
Or from a stressful day at work. Mm-hmm. And then suddenly, I mean, how do you transition from that to sex?
You it's relax, like, you lay down, you cuddle. I think most people know how to do that.
I don't think most people do.
No.
I have a job where I'm teaching people to
do
this.
Do you think most people, they come home from a stressful work day and the wife is like laying there and she just sits down and she's like, oh, I've had the worst day. And he's like pulling it out. He's like, let's get to it. I don't think that happens quite.
I think that some men are just trying all the time. And it doesn't matter what the situation is. And this is women too.
Mm-hmm.
And some people don't know how to transition. And so what'll happen is they may try on that stressful day and their partner will just say no.
Yeah. Well, you know, there are a lot of unrealistic things about porn. But unfortunately in our country, there's a big taboo about teaching children and teens about sex. And that's actually going to be a little bit of the next topic that we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about teen sex on our next episode of About Sex. You can check us out at www.aboutsexpodcast.com. You can find Angela online if you need a sex therapist in the St. Louis area at
www.therapistinst.louis.com.
And where else can they find you?
You can find me in Baldwin, Missouri.
You're on Facebook. You're
on
Twitter.
Facebook.
You're
I'm on
LinkedIn.
Twitter, LinkedIn. And actually on my website, there's links to our iTunes and our Google Play version of this podcast as well.
Yep. So have a good night, everybody.
Thanks.
Stay dirty.